This is the National Daily. Welcome to August 25th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate a legacy of enjoyment charted by those who love their jobs. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
After serving in the Union Army during the U.S. Civil War, Ferdinand Hayden did geographical surveys of the Grand Canyon and what would become the Western United States. One particular region of northwestern Wyoming caught his attention, and he petitioned the U.S. government to explore and document the area. Along with photographer William Henry Jackson and painter Thomas Moran, he put together a report that was presented to Congress. It made such an impression that on March 1, 1872, President Grant established Yellowstone as the first national park. And nearly 150 years later, it's still one of the most visited national parks in the United States. On National Park Service Founders Day, we celebrate the people who saw the forest for the trees and helped preserve the great outdoors.
In 1904, David Evans Strickler showed more than a little enthusiasm for his job. The 23-year-old apprentice pharmacist enjoyed making up new kinds of sundaes, but little did he know that the banana-based triple ice cream treat with whipped cream, nuts, and a cherry would earn him a place in history. At Tasso's Pharmacy, they charged double the price of other sundaes for it, but David's banana split was worth all 10 cents. He eventually bought the place in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, naming it Strickler's Pharmacy, and to this day, the Great American Banana Split Festival happens in downtown Latrobe. On National Banana Split Day, we celebrate classic American ingenuity and the sweet rewards for being top banana.
Wow, there's no way to top that. That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
And tomorrow, I'm having a cherry popsicle. Just saying.
Okay.
If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
Don't tell anybody, but I prefer beer popsicles.
See you tomorrow.